The New York Times has issued a major correction. Yesterday, it reported that nearly 900,000 kids were hospitalized with COVID throughout the pandemic. The truth? 63,000, and the majority of those kids, almost all of them, had severe underlying conditions. Dr. Peter Michelos, our resident medical genius, Renaissance man, how could they possibly get this so wrong?
Well, I think that's one of the problems that we're getting a lot of misinformation and changes in numbers. So that's one of the problems that it makes the public lose confidence in some of these issues related to COVID. But we have yet to see what's going to happen with the children's vaccines and what's happening with COVID. But we have so many exciting things happening with the oral antivirals, which will hopefully get this pandemic under control, and hopefully that will come to our senses and have a better blood test to show that the 120 million Americans who already had COVID and had antibodies will be able to have a blood test just like you did for measles, rubella, and you had to show it for school or camp, that they'll be able to hand in those letters, because it's ridiculous to let nurses and doctors who've gotten it and mandating them to have a vaccine. I think they need to look at that more carefully. If they've had the disease and they have antibodies, they shouldn't be getting rid of nurses and doctors when we need them more than ever now. But going on to some other exciting breaking news, there's going to be a blood test now with one blood draw that can detect 50 cancers early on.
50 cancers?
And 50 cancers.
Which cancers? 71%.
Well, I'll tell you how it starts. 71% of cancers are types that there's no early detection. So there's going to be a blood test, and they were using it for pregnant women to find chromosomal defects. And then they found, oh, my God, we found all these other defects. And then they found out that through a blood test and through these methylation changes on certain cells in our blood, they were able to find early ovarian, pancreatic, and other things that normally you wouldn't be able to find. The company is called Grail, and the test is called the Galleri test. And just now, in the last few weeks, it's starting to become available even in New York, and there's a hospital system in Washington that's going to do it as part of its routine test. So imagine that you'll be able to get a blood test, and you'll be able to catch something super early, so the chances of surviving
are great. Pancreatic cancer. I mean, what's the death rate on pancreatic cancer?
Well, exactly. You're gone, and usually in 6 months, but now if you catch it super early, you can get it resected and treated. That's going to be amazing, because this year we have 600,000 people on target to die from cancer in 2021. And another thing is, so many people didn't go for colonoscopies during COVID. If I encourage them, you sometimes hear the ads about Cologuard, and it's the same basis. They have a stool sample, you mail it in, and it finds 92% of colon cancers just from your stool. It finds abnormal DNA associated with colon cancer, and it finds blood in the stool. So for all those people out there who are afraid to go get a colonoscopy, at least ask your doctor about this mail-in stool test that can find 92% of
colon cancer. And what's the cancer test called?
The cancer test is called the Galleri test, G-A-L-L-E-R-I. And then the other amazing, exciting news is there's a vaccine now for malaria, and the World Health Organization announced the Mosquirix vaccine, because there's 220 million cases of malaria a year, 400,000 people a year die from malaria, and 260,000 of them are African children under the age 5. So this is a major, major thing. Especially
400,000 people die a year from malaria?
Yeah. Of malaria, so, and 260,000 children die in Africa. So now with this vaccine, it'll help reduce that death rate and help us get it under control. So that's the other amazing news.
Dr. Peter Michelos, thank you for keeping all of us informed. And